In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The gospel of this blessed Sunday, we hear in it the word that the Lord said to the young rich ruler when he came and asked him, what should I do to inherit the kingdom? So the Lord answered him and he said, if you want to be perfect, after he asked him first if he is keeping the commandment, meaning this is like the basics. I cannot say that I can follow God without keeping his commandment first of all. Then when expressed in his heart that he is ready now to go a step up, so the Lord said to him, if you want to be perfect, then you go and sell all what you have and you follow me. At this point, he could not follow this. He could not take it from here. He had a problem inside his heart. His problem was his possessions, his money. So the Lord said this statement to all of us today, how hard it is for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God. Actually, looking at this, it's scary for all of us. Because here, for example, all of us, whatever our financial situations might be, compare it maybe to our brethren in Egypt or our brethren in Africa, we are counted among the riches for sure. But who are the rich? Who are those rich that it will be very hard for them to enter the kingdom? Is it related to how much money do we have? If there is a figure where I can say above this, I am counted among the rich who will find difficulty to enter into the kingdom. Actually, it is not related to how much money we have. It is related how much this money was able to corrupt us. So in the Bible, we can see group of people who were rich and they were one way or another denied the kingdom, or they were in their ways actually to lose their kingdom. So who are those rich and how we might be in any of form of these people, like in their likeness? The first group of those rich people who will not be able to make it in the kingdom are the bound rich. The best example is this man, this young man who came today to ask the Lord. His money was like a chain, enslaved him, did not allow him to go further and follow the Lord. He had a special calling. He was called to be a disciple. It is not yes for every one of us to go and sell all what we have and we follow. But we should have this intention inside our hearts. We are ready to do it. Even if we have the money, we are using it. The money is not using us. This man was bound with the love of money. That's why we hear about him. He was sad at this word and went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. How many people that we know, sometimes we ourselves, we are bound with the love of money. How much we know that we have to come maybe on Sunday to the church to follow our master. And then maybe for a couple of more $100 or something like this, I can spare not to come on Sunday. I may ask, this is overtime. Let's put the church aside. God is in my heart. Hear what I am doing. I am expressing that I am one of those people who are bound with the love of money. So the first group of people that money will take them away from the kingdom are those people who are enslaved to the money. They are bound to the money. They will not be able to follow the calling that the Lord set in their heart simply because their love to the money is more than anything else. The second group of those rich people who will not make it to the kingdom is what the Lord called them in the Gospel of St. Luke, the fool rich. Who are those people who are fool rich? We hear about this man that the Lord spoke about him in the parable and said that this man has great possessions, and he started to think about himself. I have now a lot of things that my stores are not enough to accommodate. Then what I should be doing? I should tear this down and build more and build larger and go further and again and again and again to tear down things and build again and to enlarge, because this is what I am to do. Then here, what the Lord is saying about him. But God said to him, fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided? So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. The Lord said about those people who are occupied and minded only with how much money do we have, how much money we are going to have. All of their thinking, their focus on the money. This is what they keep on talking about. They think about it, even they dream about it by night. This is what is in his heart. He is so much overwhelmed with the idea, how much do I have now? But when it comes to God and his kingdom, how much did I save in heaven? How much I prepare my future in heaven? There is nothing. He is very poor when it comes to how much saving he has in his relationship with God. How many people can we think about, like, can fit in this group, that they are only minded with how much money we want to have, and this is what occupies them all the time, all the time? Those people are called by the Lord as fool. The riches make them to sit and thinking only about how we are going to enjoy the money that we collected, how we are going to have more. In one day, there will come a calling, your time is up. It is now time for you to come, and the Lord will never actually look at your bank statement. He will be looking at how much treasures did you keep for yourself up in heaven. Those people are said by the Lord to be fool simply because they never thought about the future. They thought only about their current life. They were never prepared to the time when they will depart. Their departure will come very sudden and very scary for them as well. The third group of people that the riches will take them away from the kingdom are the profane rich. The best example is the prodigal son in the first part of the story. We hear about him, that this man, the younger son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living. A lot of people, their money is very tempting for them. It takes them to lead a life of profanity. They spend money on things which are against the Lord and his righteousness, simply because they have a lot of money and they do not have the heart that is able to take care of this gift. So they go and spend their money on drinking, on gambling, on buying and selling stuff which is not to be for a Christian to trade in, and maybe to go further and buy drugs, etc., etc. Why all of this? Their money here was a leading cause for them to lead a life of profanity. How much we see this? Maybe children, they are 16 or 17 years old, they have cars, if they sell, its price maybe can feed 10 families in Egypt for a year. And then they go and just like do with it whatever they want, even to break it, smash it. What is the big deal here? We are going to buy another one. Here, this life of profanity, because of the money, will lead the people to judgment. People will lose their eternity simply because of this kind of life that they led because of the riches. Another group of those rich people who will not also be able to make it to the kingdom are what we call the selfish rich. The best example is the man, the rich man, in the parable of the rich man and Lazarus in the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 16. The Lord said about this man one statement, one single statement, which is, there was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. But there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, full of sores, who was laid at his gate. This rich man, it was said about him this. He was rich, and he was clothed in purple and fine linen, and he fared sumptuously in his clothes, in his riches. And then after this, he died, and he went to Hades. What did he do? We do not hear about this man that he was maybe an adulterous person or a murderer, or he stole the money that now he is made him rich. But his life was summarized in one sentence, a life of selfishness, a man living by himself. That's it. This is what he is doing. He assumed that the money that he had was something that he had it for himself, not a gift that God is going to ask him about, what did you do with it? He never thought about it as a talent, as a gift from God, something it is not mine. When we feel that our money is ours, then we have to use it in our own way. We do not think about those people who are in need around us. How can we be of any help to them? Then what will happen is we will also have the same fate like this selfish person. He only perished because of his selfishness. How many of us feel like I can come and confess that I'm selfish? Maybe we are afraid to commit adultery. Maybe when we say bad words, we kind of come and confess it. But how much we think that I was selfish. I did not share my talents with the people around me. So another group of people, the Bible speaks about that they couldn't make it to the kingdom, was the greedy rich. The best example is in the Old Testament is Ahab. Ahab was a king and he was a wicked one. King meaning he had a lot of possessions already. The whole land is him. He enjoy the obedience and submission from everyone, has many servants, people only running before his chariot. But what did this man was desiring? He looked to a small vineyard close to his house for a poor man called Naboth. And we hear that, so Ahab spoke to Naboth saying, Ahab is a king and Naboth is just a simple and poor person, a farmer, has a small vineyard. The king is speaking to this man saying, give me your vineyard that I may have it for a vegetable garden because it is near next to my house. All of his land was not enough. He was thinking of this small part. And we hear the Bible is telling us this man even couldn't sleep when Naboth said to him, I cannot sell the inheritance of my fathers. Because of his greediness, he want to have everything. He want to collect more. Even this small vineyard now was a big deal for him. How it ended up, this man, Ahab the king, conspired and plotted with his wife, and then it ended up they killed Naboth and they stole his vineyard. And he received his punishment, dying the same way, and the dogs licked his blood and he perished. He had this greedy heart. Nothing is enough. The whole world is not enough. One of the church fathers said that our heart looked like a triangle. This triangle, if you put a ball in it, a circle, there will be always corners empty because the circle cannot fill the triangle. It is exactly like the whole earth cannot fill this triangle inside heart. The only thing that can fill this triangle is the Holy Trinity, the Father and the Son, Holy Spirit. Only God who can make men satisfied, content, and happy. Away from God, nothing will fill their heart, even if they put the whole earth inside. The whole land was not enough for Naboth. His greediness led him to murder and led him to perish as well. The last group of those rich who will not make it to the kingdom are the arrogant rich. Because of their money, they assume that they are right. They are right. We hear about those people in two places. In the book of Revelation, we hear about this rich whom the Lord condemned, one of the angels of the churches, the church of Laodicea. We hear about him, the Lord said to him, because you say I am rich, have become wealthy and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. He said in his heart, in his mind and his heart, I am rich, I have no need of anything. I am content with what I am. I do not need the people, I do not need the church, I even do not need God. Maybe I cannot dare to say it, but inside me, all of my behavior said that I do not need God. I do not need to pray. I do not need to go to the church. I do not need to read the Bible. I do not need to do any work of charity. I am self-content. I have everything. Why should I care? I am right because I am wealthy. Because he said this in his heart, the Lord rebuked him and said to him this very, very hard saying, you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. Those people who, because of the riches, they think they are self-content, they have need of nothing, they are close to destruction. The other group of those arrogant rich are those who are wise in their own eyes. We hear in the book of Proverbs this verse, the rich man is wise in his own eyes, but the poor who has understanding searches him out. So his richness made him wise in his own eyes. What does this mean? Wise in his own eye means he cannot accept any instruction or rebuke. He is content with his decisions. All what I do is right. Because I am rich, then everybody will say to me, you are right. Then nobody's going to say no. Even if people say no, I'm not going to listen and heed what they are saying. Because of his rich, he is tempted to think of himself that he is right. So those people are also close to destruction. So here, when we hear this verse, how hard it is for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God, we have to think about this six group of people and think of us if, God forbid, we fit in any of these. Those who have riches and will very hard for them to go the kingdom are those bound rich, fool rich, profane rich, selfish rich, greed rich, and arrogant rich. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.